listening to LSU Daily with Matt Moscona, your home for all the latest Tiger news. Part of the Guarantee Podcast Network.
Okay, let's get it. It is LSU Daily. I'm your host, Matt Moscona. Glad to have you aboard with us here. Basketball Tigers saw Adam Miller jump into the portal and likewise have gotten a commitment from former Tiger Jalen Cook. Jalen Cook will join us here on LSU Daily coming up shortly. But I want to start with a little LSU baseball as Jay Johnson met with the media on Monday and did update some injuries.
There was no Chase Shores this past weekend, as was predetermined. Jay made that announcement before they went to Columbia. But then during the weekend, of course, you lost Garrett Edwards to injury. And now you look at a pitching staff that at one point we thought, man, it's the best rotation in the country. Paul Skenes, Ty Floyd. I mean, Thatcher Hurd, your number three. The big 6'8 giant throwing 100, the freshman, he's your midweek guy. What do you do with Christian Little? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of been the thought all year or before the season started. Now, all of a sudden, there's some holes in that conversation. Thatcher Hurd's out of the rotation. Back-to-back weeks where you've seen Ty Floyd struggle. Chase Shores didn't pitch this weekend. Garrett Edwards leaves with injury. Christian Little, you thought it maybe established himself as your closer. He kind of faltered in that role. Now you're trying to find a role for him. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered. Now, the good news for LSU is you got a lot of arms still. You got a lot of talent. And you have one of the best pitching coaches in the country. How does it all come together, though? First of all, Jay Johnson was asked about Garrett Edwards. Everyone is asked about Garrett Edwards, and Jay Johnson gave the answer he gives to everybody when he's asked about injuries.
You know, Garrett's getting further evaluated today, so we'll see.
I'm only laughing because Jay he's just not going to give you anything. He didn't give anything on Chase Shores. He's not going to give you anything on Garrett Edwards. Look, I'm not going to say the two words that everybody fears when they hear about arm injuries with big, hard-throwing guys because I don't know. I'm telling you, honestly, I don't know. I've heard speculation, but I'm not going with that because I don't know. And I would love it to be just, hey, a little rest, a little rehab, get back out there and be good to go. But until you hear that and the coach tells you further evaluation, don't know what else we could say at this point. Jay was asked, though, about how this team starts withstands all of these injuries on the staff.
Next man up, I want to shock the world and be the only team in the history of college baseball that can withstand injuries and still have the type of season that they want to have. And I have a lot of confidence in the guys that are available. And, hopefully we'll get a couple of the other guys back in due time, but in this league, it's hard. You see it with, a couple teams have a couple guys go down and it changes the complexion of what it looks like. I think we're one team where we can withstand it. And it was built that way and designed that way. And whether it's Gavin Guidry, Griffin Herring, Bryce Collins, Riley Cooper, Christian Little, Thatcher Hurd, let's go. Let's strap it on and find a way to do it.
You got a lot of guys who have thrown a lot of innings and been in big spots that have faltered this year. I mean, he mentioned a lot of them there. Thatcher Hurd, Riley Cooper, Christian Little, guys that have been in spots. You can even extend beyond that with some of the arms you have on the staff. And I'm not sitting here telling you Blake Money is going to come out of nowhere and be your Saturday guy. Okay, I'm not telling you that. Like, there's a large enough sample over 3 years to kind of know what Blake Money is. But he's also thrown a lot of innings, and he's got some ability. And at some point, you have to step up and be able to get people out when they hand you the ball. In whatever role that is. Maybe it's, hey, we're down five. I need you to go eat up 12 outs for me. Just give me 12 outs so I can get to the next game. Or we're up five. I need you to go eat up some outs so I can save the rest of my pen for tomorrow's, right? Whatever that role is. One bit of positive news is about a guy we haven't seen pitch in more than a year, and that's Javon Coleman.
I do think Javon Coleman will pitch this year. I don't know when. We have two benchmarks we have to get past, but it's getting closer. And credit to him. I mean, he's recovered from the Tommy John better than any pitcher that I've ever seen. And there's some ups and downs and ebbs and flows with that, but he's been real disciplined about what he's doing. I don't know when it's going to be and where we're at as effectiveness. I did see him. He went on the trip with us this weekend. Watching him play catch on Saturday, the day we got rained out, it looked normal. Like, I literally was like, you wouldn't know that he was coming off of injury, which is a credit to the work that he's put in.
That's awesome. This guy who obviously, you know, he missed, he was injured a year ago, missed the season, back now. It was injured early in the year, back now, and you hope you get him. Look, Jay said he'll pitch this year. And what he just said there about throwing in South Carolina maps, you know, Terrio was with us here on Thursday and said he's got a lot of access to the program, said Javen's throwing. So throwing and being ready to go pitch in high, you know, max effort, high leverage situations, those two things aren't the same. But you're getting closer, and if Javen Coleman looks like the guy he was in his first year plus at LSU, you're talking about a guy that could be your, I mean, a year ago, he would have been, without a doubt, your best left-handed arm. Like, that's not debatable. Before the injury. Injured, what does he look like when he comes back? Remains to be seen, but another contributor from the left side who has the potential to be maybe your best left-handed arm. Respect to Griffin Herring, who looks awesome right now. Of course, that would be massive. He also mentioned two freshmen with Gavin Guidry and Griffin Herring. And you, Gavin Guidry sat in this chair right here next to me a couple of weeks ago. And he relayed this story about when he showed up on campus, the conversations he had with Jay Johnson. And how initially, it was exactly what Jay told him, was they were going to let him try to win a job in the infield, and if it didn't happen, they'd circle back and look at pitching. Well, we know what happened. Jordan Thompson's your shortstop, and Gavin Dugas just lapped the field. I mean, he just locked up second base and hasn't let it go. So they did exactly what they said they would do. They moved Gavin Guidry back to the pitching staff. And now you've seen him. I think he went into the weekend, what did we say, with like 4 2/3? He thrown just about 5 innings. And he was nails. And it's not just the stuff, which looked really good. It's also the attitude. The fact that that dude is a freshman, is on the road in a key spot against a top 10 team. Crowd bearing down on you. You're protecting a one-run lead, trying to close it out after you got shellacked the night before. And he's out there, you know, striking dudes out. And, well, if it was whiskey and wine, I'd say some of the other things I wanted to say, but I'm not going to say that. But you understand what I mean. Like, with edge, with attitude, as our buddy Alden Cartwright would say, wheelbarrow. Got it? Haven't heard, it. Haven't heard it in a while. Got to get Cartwright back on the show. I'm going to do that soon.
Cartwright?
I'll do that. Yeah, like that's the guy I want to give the ball in a leverage spot because he's unafraid to go make the pitch. So, and you would just expect him to get more and more consistent the more and more he pitches because he hadn't done it in a while. So there's things to like. And if you weren't here when we opened the show, we talked about, you know, sometimes it's hard to see the forest through the trees. And you can look at a situation at LSU where, you know, Skeens is scratched after 3 innings because the lightning delay and the bullpen gets run. And you got Floyd who's struggled and Hurd's out of the rotation. And now injuries to your most consistent guys and Shores and Edwards. And you already lost Grant Taylor for the year. And what looked like a deep, talented, dominant staff all of a sudden looks like a shell of that. It looks like Paul Skeens and question mark. Well, yes, that's true. But everybody has their warts and their blemishes. And LSU still has a deep roster of talented arms. And as much and as heralded as it was when they brought Wes Johnson here to be the pitching coach that they took away from the Minnesota Vikings, like this is a time where he gets to prove he was worthy of that praise and that trust because he's got a lot of talented dudes. Now, how do you figure this thing out and make it mold? Griffin Herring's development, huge. Gavin Guidry, huge. there are things that we, coming into the season, weren't necessarily counting on. Nate Ackenhausen's got a hamstring injury. Gets that healthy, he's going to contribute for you as well. How do you piece those things together here? And maybe most importantly, how do you get Ty Floyd, and maybe even more importantly, Thatcher Hurd, to be the key contributors they were expected to be when the season starts? You do that, this team's on track to do everything they wanted. And the other thing to keep in mind is your first 4 weeks in the SEC have all been against teams ranked in the top 15. The schedule's going to lighten up. How does that look when you get through it all? Start to get those answers. Now, Jalen Cook, who, of course, from Walker, started his career at LSU and after one season went to Tulane, where he was an all-conference player and, quite honestly, Tulane's best player the last two seasons. And he announced on social media he's heading back to LSU as he'll enter his fourth season of college ball. And Jalen Cook's good enough to join us here for a few minutes. Hey, man, we appreciate the time. Congrats on your decision, man. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. Doing good. You?
Doing very well. I appreciate you for asking. Now, there is the caveat. You did announce you're coming back to LSU, but you're also going to go through the draft process. So, if you would, let us into a little bit of the thought process behind going through the draft process and, like, making a co-announcement there.
I pulled out of the draft, so I'm not going to do it this year.
Okay. Why were you thinking about going into the draft?
I put up big numbers last year, so I thought, I thought I had a good shot of, you know, potentially being drafted or picked up and getting good looks by teams.
Jalen, I want to talk a little bit about the decision, right? Because it's not often that you would see a player leave a school and then transfer back to that school, but that's what's happened here. So can we go back to your original decision when, after a year under Coach Will Wade, when you decided to transfer to Tulane, and why you made that decision then?
I had a great time playing for Coach Wade my freshman year. I decided to leave because, you know, I seen Coach Wade was bringing in a lot of guys, so I just wanted to remove myself from that situation and, you know, just go in a different direction.
Well, the opportunity you had at Tulane was certainly a good one. Averaged 18 points a year ago as a sophomore, a hair under 20 points per game this past season. Quite honest, I mean, you're the best player on the team. So I would assume that as you look back at it, the decision you made, which gave you the opportunity to flourish there in New Orleans, was a good one. How do you look back at your time at Tulane?
I had a great time at Tulane. Two great years. You know, Coach Hunter and Tulane coaching staff, they were great to me. I love playing in New Orleans, for the city of New Orleans, and it was a good experience. You know, I'm very thankful for that time, for my time there.
So then, Jalen, the obvious question becomes, man, yet you were performing so well at Tulane, why make the decision to leave Tulane for what I would presume would be your final collegiate season?
For my last year, well, hopefully my last year, you know, I wanted to be at a bigger program, you know, on a bigger stage. I mean, I proved myself, you know, in the American Conference, you know, getting first team both years, back-to-back years. So I thought it was time for a change and, you know, time for me to head in a different direction.
Jalen Cook is with us, former and current LSU Tiger Jalen Cook. What was the conversation like with Matt McMahon? Can you kind of walk us through that process?
It was a great conversation. You know, he expressed, you know, his goals and, you know, his vision for the LSU program. You know, I automatically bought in. You know, he's a good coach. You know, coached a lot of great guards too. So, we automatically clicked and, you know, connected.
Did he? So last week we talked to Jordan Wright after his decision, and Jordan told me that, like, literally the day he was in the portal, Matt McMahon flew to Nashville the next day. So was it that quick for you as well? Like as soon as you went in the portal, how quickly did you hear from LSU?
Yeah, it was kind of the same. You know, as soon as I got in the portal, I connected with him. He actually flew. He flew out to Tennessee to see Joe, and when he got back, he came to see me and Nola. So, you know, the day I got in the portal. So, I mean, it was automatic, you know, connection for sure. So,
man, tell me about, so I saw when you went into the portal, I saw Jordan's tweet where he gave like the big googly eyes, like your tweet. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with Jordan. You guys are going to be teammates now, obviously.
Yes, sir. No, we go way back. We've been teammates, you know, since we've been little. You know, back in the day, playing bitty ball and AAU together. So we very familiar with each other's game. And, you know, that's my bro.
How do you all – so, I mean, you're going to be in the same backcourt together. Stylistically, yes, you'll play the one, he'll play the two. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, we both can be on the ball. I can play off the ball. He can play on the ball. You know, I can play on the ball. He can play off. You know, we both got that to our game. So, I mean, you know, I probably will be at the one more, but you know, he'll be able to be on the ball too. So, I think it's gonna be great.
Jalen Cook's with us here. A couple more minutes. I want to ask about the opportunity to come home. How much of that was the pull, Jalen, to play for your hometown school and to have this opportunity specifically? Because I'm going to assume you had a lot of other options in the portal.
Yes, sir. LSU's, ever since I was little, you know, LSU's been my dream school, my favorite school. So, I mean, it wasn't a very hard decision for me to come back and put on for LSU. And, you know, I think, you know, it's great for me to, you know, be back here and, you know, putting on for my state. I haven't left since, you know, I've been playing. So I think it's a great, great decision. And it was the best decision for me and my family.
What other offers did you have? Like I said, I assume you had other offers in the portal. Who else showed interest?
Oh, Kansas, Gonzaga, Ole Miss, TCU. Mm. Kansas State, you know, Auburn, Bama. I mean, it was a lot of schools.
It was everybody. Did you consider anybody else?
Yeah, I definitely considered, you know, other places, but I'd rather be nowhere else than, you know, LSU, Baton Rouge. You know, this is my hometown. It's home for me. So,
are you just a couple more. Are you enrolled at Tulane for the spring semester, or are you already back at LSU? Like, you have to be enrolled, right? Because the season just wrapped up, of course. So you'll enroll at LSU in the summer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then one more. Will you need, since you've already transferred once, are you a graduate with immediate eligibility, or do you need a waiver?
I'm going to need a waiver.
Okay. And do you know anything about that process? Because I would assume, obviously, that you wouldn't have made this decision if you didn't think you'd get a waiver. But do you know anything about, like, the timing of that process, how that goes?
No, I don't know too much about it, but I'm pretty positive I'm going to be able to play and get the waiver for sure.
Man, I know a lot of LSU fans are going to be excited to see you back in the purple and gold after two great seasons down there in NOLA at Tulane. Jalen Cook, of course, from Walker, spent a year at LSU, a couple years at Tulane, now back as a Tiger to finish out his college career. Man, we appreciate a couple of minutes, and we're looking forward to seeing you back in the purple and gold, man. Congrats.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, that'll do it for us here on a Tuesday edition of LSU Daily. We're glad to have you aboard with us here. If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe up on your favorite podcast app. Rate us, leave a review, let a friend know if they love the Tigers. We got you talking all things LSU here for about 30 minutes or less every single weekday. Today, Tuesday, football Tigers are back on the practice field, and Brian Kelly's set to meet with reporters after practice. So make sure you check back tomorrow. We'll have a spring football update for you, and we'll see you then on LSU Daily.